Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Top Stories, the show where I, Andy Zaltzman, take you back in time. Not that far back in time, and only by playing you some audio from back in, not actually, but back anyway, to a top story from a past issue from the more than 500 episodes of The Bugle, the world's greatest resource for verifiable lies, which is celebrating its 15th birthday as we speak, right here in October 2022. Today we go back slightly less far in time than we have for the past two top stories and focus on the new era of the Bugle and one of our finest live moments. Recorded live simultaneously in Portland, Oregon and the rest of the world, here's me and Alice Fraser with a scientific top story from March 2019 and issue 4100 of the Bugle entitled 12 Bum Salute. You've been warned.
Right, Alice, you're bringing us the top story this week. Probably one of the most momentous pieces of news in the history of this planet.
Yes, in important evolution news now, the missing link has been found. Dr. Sidney Tam, a scientist at the Marine Biological Laboratory, has made a really spectacular finding in his work Plumbing the Depths of the Salty Ocean. He has discovered a creature with a transient anus.
Sorry, hang on, a what?
A transient anus, an anus that appears only when it is needed before vanishing completely. So, jellyfish are famous for their complete lack of features, including being notably anus-free, but Dr. Tam has discovered that the warty comb jelly, or sea walnut, isn't a jellyfish at all because it has an on-demand streaming service, an occasional anus that appears only when it's needed, like Batman or Buttman, if you will. I won't, but you can if you like. We can no longer write the warty comb jelly off as just another buttless blob floating anus and fancy-free through the watery deeps of the briny seas. Now that we looked further into its ephemeral anus, we realise it represents a critical stage in evolutionary history. It is the missing link, the yeti of the anus, the bridge between the butthole-free jellyfish and us, butthole beings.
Did you just use the word... did you just use the word butthole?
Yes. I was so happy with that.
I think isn't that used in like the Fourth Amendment or something? I can't remember.
Its fleeting state of anus should be an inspiration for those of us who would like to go back to simpler times in our evolutionary history, times when we could make fleeting use of a momentary anus and then move on with our lives, not haunted by the constant presence of a vulnerable back door. We poor species permanently adorned with the enduring sphincter, the uncomfortable reminder that not all progress is good, should laud Dr. Sidney Tam as a hero. He has left skid marks on the pages of science, plugging this gaping hole in our sphincteral history with the poop of knowledge. He will receive a lifetime supply of poisonous jellyfish and a 12-bum salute.
Alice Fraser, ladies and gentlemen. So, I mean, here's the world. The world, as we know, is full of assholes. I think, I mean, this jellyfish clearly could be, so there it is. I mean, a giant arseless jellyfish, I think, is probably the best solution we've yet come up with for all the, a transient anus is such a bizarre... I imagine that's what you are all hoping your president will prove to be in the history of America.
In my head, the transient anus has a little bag on a stick over his shoulder and he just says, "I'm just passing through, man." Don't thank me, it's my job.
Well, there are parts of the human body and anatomy that come and go according to necessity in this similar way. For example, the part of brain which remembers crucial pieces of evidence or truly appalling behaviour in court cases. Have we got any more on the arseless jellyfish, or should we move on to other jellyfish news, Alice?
We could move on to other jellyfish news, but I was just looking at the internet today and I realised it is also International Women's Day, Andy, a day in which you suggested the lead story should be the discovery of a non-jellyfish with an ephemeral poop chute.
Well... sorry. Just we can't just get rid of the patriarchy overnight, Alice.
No, I just wanted to take a moment to celebrate International Women's Day, which is a beautiful day in which women and men and non-binary persons all over the world display their appreciation for the women in their lives, in history, the women out of whose vaginas they platonically emerged or into whose vaginas they non-platonically would like to enter. You know, it's a perfect day. It's the day in which people of the world argue vehemently about the parameters of the abstract and flexible latticework of gender and biological sex into which we are attempting to scoop 51% of more than 7 billion people.
That was a very lucid sentence for, I believe it is, 4:35 a.m. in London.
Which is to say I didn't write any jokes on the second jellyfish story, sorry.
All right, okay. Jellyfish could solve this, could solve the issue of plastic in the oceans. This is quite exciting news because there's no fucking way we're going to do it. We're so bad at solving the problem of plastic in the oceans. Whales and dolphins have come up with a scheme of just trying to eat the problem away, but that's... That is short-termist on their behalf. Your president is not the most committed environmentalist, if I may quote the International Society of Vast Understatements. He did recently say in a speech that we need to get it in perspective and that more than 90% of the ocean is still not plastic. So we need to try and keep some kind of perspective. And here we have the little bits of plastic off the tops of beer. But let's look on the positive side. I see that as just S&M kit for sexually adventurous terrapins. But a German company has made a microplastic filter using jellyfish mucus. Isn't science fun? I think it's great. I think it's about time some of these other species started doing their bit for the environment. Why is it always us that has to clear up our own mess, these f***ing freeloaders?
Thank you for listening. For information on The Bugle, any forthcoming live shows, other podcasts in The Bugle stable, and our voluntary subscription / listener donation scheme, go to thebuglepodcast.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.